Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Michael Kelsey. We're talking about concerns about marijuana production in just a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, you're invited to be a part of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association's 69th Annual Convention and Trade Show happening the 23rd and 24th of July in Norman, Oklahoma. Great speakers and educational sessions, an outstanding trade show, and a great opportunity to network and catch up with fellow cattle producers. Find out more by going to okcattlemen.org. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Convention and Trade Show, July 23rd and 24th in Norman. You don't want to miss it.
Farmers throw a big curveball at wheat diseases that they can't hit. Give them Green Hammer, an OSU variety marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Key diseases such as leaf rust and stripe rust can't handle Green Hammer, and it offers one of the highest protein levels in the Great Plains with a top-tier test weight. Green Hammer also offers Hessian fly resistance and acid soil tolerance. It's also been recognized for excellent milling and baking quality by the Wheat Quality Council. Put the hammer down with Green Hammer. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
Medical marijuana is legal in the state of Oklahoma, and production of marijuana for this segment of the industry has exploded since it became legal in the state. Michael Kelsey, Executive Vice President of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, says his group and other agricultural groups in the state very concerned about how this industry has grown and some of the problems that it's causing out in the countryside.
Ron, I would say I have had more input from OCA members on marijuana than any other issue in my 25-year career in association work. This is a major concern issue for OCA members and Oklahoma agriculture in general. Our task force that has met has done a wonderful job. But at this point in time, we have four draft policies that have close to 16 different points to address. That's how far-reaching this issue is. I've kind of, in a fun way, kind of talked about as we've studied this issue, it's like you get a piece of old gristle in your mouth, and the more you chew, the bigger it gets. That's kind of how this issue for us has been. The more we've studied, the more we go, oh, we hadn't thought about that. We need to address that. Oh, hadn't thought about that. We really need to address that. This kind of started out as spray drift, access to my property to control herbicide. Obviously, the ownership issue, who owns these facilities? That's a big issue. Private property rights, if my cattle go over on there, and so forth. Some of those types of issues have been very important. But again, as we've seen, this has just really grown to include a lot of different issues that are relative to cattle producers, mm-hmm. whether you're talking about rural utilities, electricity and water, road construction, even abandonment. We've talked about, what if the federal government legalizes recreational marijuana? Let's just what if for a minute. If they do that, and we know there's movement on the federal level to do that, then logic would tell you that these operations will move to the people for two reasons. Number one, because that's where people are, the clientele, and number two, labor. Most of the labor that we're seeing on these commercial operations in Oklahoma are not Oklahomans. They're being brought in. And so why bring the labor in when you can go to the labor? So what that sets up is some of these 20-acre, 40-acre grow facilities could be just abandoned. Well, what happens then? Is there cleanup established? How long is that land abandoned before it goes back in or could go back into productive to pay taxes for the local economy, such as schools? And so all those types of questions need to be answered. And we need to be thinking about that now rather than waiting until later. So I anticipate a lot of discussion on marijuana at our meeting upcoming. And Ron, I would have never thought that we would ever have this type of discussion over this issue in my career. But here we are.
Sure to be a hot topic of conversation during the policy sessions on Friday, July 23rd at the 69th annual meeting of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. That's Executive Vice President of the OCA, Michael Kelsey, talking about the issues surrounding marijuana production out in parts of rural Oklahoma. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Did you know dairy cows have regular checkups with doctors just like you? Hi, I'm Leanne Vanderlaan, a proud dairy farmer from Oklahoma. Each month, our veterinarian visits our family dairy to make sure the cows are healthy and happy. Because happy and healthy cows produce the best milk and dairy foods for your family and mine. Learn more about our commitment to cow care at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes, reporting.